It's Tuesday, February 4th, AD 2020. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The post-Christian government of Wales has passed a ban on spanking for Christian parents in that nation by an assembly vote of 36 to 14. The ban will take effect in 2022, following the Scotland ban that takes effect later this year. This makes for the 58th nation to ban spanking, following Sweden, which first banned spanking back in 1979. Meanwhile, effective this year, 4 more countries have legalized homosexual faux marriage. They include Austria, Taiwan, Ecuador, and Northern Ireland, adding up to 30 countries now since the post-Christian nation of the Netherlands adopted the policy in the year 2000. Proverbs 11:20-21 reminds us, "Those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their ways are His delight. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered." Also in 2019, Northern Ireland, Rwanda, New South Wales, Australia, Angola, and the Congo liberalized their abortion laws. Since 1994, an additional 50 countries have legalized abortion, according to reproductiverights.org. The killing of babies is still legal in all 50 U.S. states, although 10 states have passed what is known as the Heartbeat Bill, which would only allow for the killing of a baby up to 6 weeks old. However, the courts have thus far disallowed this restriction for the time being. The UK Premier Christian News reports that a Louisiana pastor has been barred from using a public facility for a conference in Edinburgh, Scotland. The problem with him? He holds to a biblical position on certain sexual sins. Pastor Larry Stockstill, representing Destiny Ministries and Destiny Church Glasgow, was scheduled to speak on pastoring in June of 2020, and thus far the Franklin Graham Evangelistic Tour in June has been cancelled at 4 venues in Newport, Wales, Liverpool, Glasgow, and Sheffield City. Graham noted on his Facebook account that the rub has come where he has referred to homosexual behavior as sin. The Swiss chocolate producer Lauterrock is under intense fire, according to news reports from LifeSiteNews.com and the German news outlet Observer. Swiss Airlines has announced they will quit handing out Lauterrock chocolates on their flights, a practice that has continued for 10 years. CEO Johannes Lauterrock and his father, Jörg Lauterrock, the chairman of the board of directors, have been the subject of media attacks for their opposition to child murder and support of traditional biblical marriage. The chocolate company has 1,000 employees working in 14 countries around the world. On his nationally syndicated radio program, conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh made a startling personal revelation yesterday. Listen.
I can't help but feel that I'm letting everybody down with this. But the upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. Diagnosis confirmed by 2 medical institutions back on January 20th. First realized something was wrong on my birthday weekend, January 12th.
Limbaugh took a brief moment to speak of his faith in God as he faces the future prospects of this disease.
I told the staff today that I have a deeply personal relationship with God that I do not proselytize about, but I do, and I have been working that relationship tremendously, which I do regularly anyway, but I've been focused on it intensely for the past couple of weeks.
Hebrews 9, verses 27 through 28 says, "As it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many." You can watch the entire 7-minute video of Limbaugh's announcement through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. You can send a Get Well card to Rush Limbaugh at 125 West 55th Street, 10th floor, New York, New York, 10019. The South Dakota House of Representatives passed a bill banning sex change operations for children under 16 years of age by a vote of 46 to 23, reports Family Research Council Action. The ACLU has threatened to sue if the governor signs it. The World Health Organization chief is saying that the coronavirus spread does not present a need for measures that would, quote, unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade, end quote, reports Reuters. Thus far, there have been 17,238 infections in China, 151 abroad, and 362 deaths in total. However, experts estimate an average of 20,000 deaths by influenza each month and 90,000 deaths by malaria each month. The Trump administration will suspend or limit immigration from six other nations, including Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania. Effective February 21st, the government will suspend all immigration visas from these countries. This is in addition to immigration restrictions on the seven nations of Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, North Korea, and Venezuela. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 4th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.